وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And I hope you guys are doing well today. Thank you for tuning in. We are looking at human beings in the Quran, a topic we are continuing from previous episodes. So if you haven't listened, I do encourage you to go listen to the ones that we've have spoken, so you can have an idea of what this topic is about. Now, we are looking at the positive aspects of human beings in the Quran, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala positively identified me and you in the Quran. Don't get too excited because Allah also spoke negatively about us, which we will look at in next episode. Number 8 is what we got up to. Human beings enjoy a moral conscience, meaning they can discern good and evil through natural inspiration. We can make the choice in terms of morality, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our initial programming, He gave me the good and the bad, or the bad. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the soul, He gave it that balance of taqwa, piety, and fujur, transgression. It's me and you who decide. So Allah then, the verse right after it, verse 9, chapter 91, Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا. However, those who are successful, those who are victorious, are those who what? Purify that soul. Obviously, use the good side and aspect of it, not those who use the bad aspect of it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly wants the believers and the mu'mineen to be on the good side. So we make this moral consciously, and we have a moral compass, as we say. Sometimes we naturally can tell right from wrong, good from evil, good from bad, evil from righteousness. We can tell these things by our innate. For example, if you ask a person, is killing another human being good or bad? Every human being on the face of the planet will tell you it's bad. Even if you go to the depths of the Amazon and find people who are cannibals and who dance naked all day, and they don't know what civilization is, if you ask them, is taking a life good? They will tell you, no, it's not. If you tell them, is lying a good thing? They will say to you, no, it's not. If stealing a good thing, they will tell you, no, it's not. So there are things that no matter what we do, we automatically know that they are wrong. So this is already embedded into us. So Allah says, فَأَلْهَمَهَا, He inspired into the soul of human beings all the good and all the bad. And then it's up to him to make that choice. So falah, succession, and being successful, my friend, lies in your hand, not in mine, not even in Allah's. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however, just to be fair, He will help those who need help in order for them to succeed. If He sees that they have sincerity, if He sees that they are actually working, they are studying, they're striving, He will give them a helping hand to succeed and become victorious and become falih, muflih, falah, whatever word you want to choose, right? He will do that if He sees his perseverance from my side and your side. But if I just want to sit home and I do whatever I feel like and follow my passions and desires, and then I say, well, Allah did not allow it. No, that is just me trying to excuse my ignorance. Leave it there. We'll come back right after the break.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. Number 9. The heart of human beings is not acquitted except by a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is a very interesting point that you need to keep in your mind constantly. That there is nothing in this life that can fulfill your pleasures and your desires and comfort your heart and put your heart and mind at ease except that remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, many people, they spend all the time, all the day, trying to accumulate and have and gather and collect money. Many people want to have a car or a house or what have you, materialist matter. And they think that the more of these things that they have, the happier they will, because their heart seeks it, desires it. But in fact, that's not going to happen, no matter how hard you try. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amazingly and miraculously and blissfully from him, he made the heart only works with him and him only. That's, if you find yourself sad and upset and being bored and you have no idea what to do in your life and you feel like suicide makes a lot of sense or dying makes a lot of sense, which I do not recommend, which is haram and forbidden, that means that Allah is not in your heart. He's absent. Allah says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe, وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ, and their hearts becomes content and happy. With what? بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, with the remembrance of Allah. Then Allah in the same verse, he affirms and he says, surely, verily, indeed, use whatever word that you want to use in this regard. He says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ, surely, and indeed, with the remembrance of Allah, the hearts will be content. Other creatures in the world that Allah has created, like animals, you give them food and water and they will be very happy. I don't know how the angels think or the malaika think, but as far as we are concerned as human beings, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made us special in this regard, that he made us only be content with him. And Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّكَ كَادُحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِهِ. Humans, you're going to work yourself out. You're going to tire yourself out in this world. And you're going to kill yourself over this material world. But at the end of the day, you'll come back to him, right? فَمُلَاقِهِ. No matter how hard you work, no matter how much you want to gain in this world, there's only one end that we all know, is that you'll die, you leave it behind, and then we are face to face with Allah Almighty. Now, that's a thought that sometimes takes the living life out of me. Sometimes it makes me wake up at night and I'm just like, oh God, what do I do now? So we have to keep in mind that this heart is for Allah. So let us go back to him before we are dragged forcefully. We leave it here. We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala
محمد وآله